everyone, and welcome to Keeping Them Safe. I'm Sharon Doty, here together to forward our commitment to create environments where children never have to experience being assaulted by someone who cares about them, who never have to experience being sexually assaulted by someone that says they care about them, who never have to deal with the consequences of being the victim of sexual abuse. You know, it's there's a song. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Today I'm present too. It's beginning to feel a lot like summer. It's 100 plus degrees where I am, and that's what summer looks like. So it got me thinking about an experience I had when I was beginning to develop my skills and abilities in this area and beginning to bring my adult children and their children into the conversation. I remember going to a park in the summer, and I bring this conversation to you so that you can begin to look to see how you can integrate what it is we're talking about here, what it is we're bringing to the table in our effort to create an environment where children are safe from sexual predators, that you can integrate into what you're doing with your children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews, and what you see in the children around you. So I remember that my daughter and her husband and their children were visiting us, and the 10-year-old at the time wanted to go to the local park to play. In our area, the parks were magical. They had wonderful things for the children to climb on, you know, sandboxes and trains to climb in and out of, rocks, and just all sorts of fun things. And she wanted to go to the park. Now, as we all know, letting your children go to the park and run and play and wear themselves out is a really good thing, especially for the grown-ups. So we decided it was a good thing to do. And so here went mom and dad and grandma and big sister and little brother. And the park was full of families. It was a beautiful day, not too much wind, sunshiny, about 75 or 80 degrees. Everyone was enjoying the great weather. People were fishing. They were having picnics. They were celebrating birthdays. And the kids were playing, and having just the best time ever. Now, the first thing I noticed was how much I was, for the first time maybe, really tuned in to who else was at the park and what they were all doing. So it seemed like I had one eye always on the grandson who was playing on the slides and the other playground equipment. And then I had the other eye on the world around us. And then I realized that my daughter and my son-in-law were doing the same thing. You see, they'd been through the Keeping Them Safe program, and my daughter, who has a master's degree in developmental psychology, was working with me to develop the program further and to expand its impact in the community. We noticed specific things, and we talked about it later, the things that we took note of when we simply arrived by looking around. See, we looked to see, were the other families with small children in the area monitoring their children? You know, or were the children just running loose in the park? And parents assuming they'd be okay because they were in the park. We also noticed and took note of adults who were alone in the area. What were they doing? Some of them were reading and some fishing and some biking and walking. But we also took note of the one that was just sitting on a park bench watching the kids. Now, was there something wrong with somebody sitting on a park bench watching the kids? No. But we took note to keep an eye on that person to determine whether all they were doing was sitting on a park bench watching kids play. We noticed and looked at people who were sitting in cars alone with fa facing the park, watching the rest of the world at play. What were they doing? How were they engaged? Did they have their attention on one child? Were they watching a specific child or a specific age group? Just take note, because we're out to identify potentially risky adult behaviors that could compromise a child in some way. We noticed, and it's important to note this, whether there were other animals in the area, and whether those animals were on a leash or off. If we're really up to creating and maintaining a safe environment for children, then we have our eye on all sorts of things, including animals in the area that are off a leash. We took note of some kids flying kites and running and playing near a wooded area. We also took note of buildings in the park and what parents or adults were near those buildings. We absolutely noticed nearby attractions, special attractions like the train that kids could ride, or a cafe that was closed for the day. We took note of buildings that were open and the ones that were locked up. Where was the bathroom that the children might want access to, and who was hanging around there? And as we sat there and played with the children and watched what was going on, it occurred to me that going to the park was no different than getting my bearings at an event or a gathering of adults. Going to the park with my kids and my grandchildren was just the same as if I went to an event that was a gathering of adults where I was going to be engaging with others. I would usually stop inside the door and I'd look around for what? Well, to see where things were, to see what was happening, who else was there, and what were they doing. It wasn't just something I thought to apply in this situation. It's actually the way I operate at events and gatherings that I attend. I just never thought about bringing it to a time when I took my grandchildren to the park. I always had my eye on them. But honestly, I realized that it's been a long time since I was in a busy park with lots of different activities going on. And taking note of those things when we arrived made a huge difference in my whole family's experience of that time at the park. You see, I knew where everything was. I knew what was going on. So I really could turn my attention to having fun with the grandchildren and the grown-up kids too. And when a couple of young girls about 3 or 4 years old came over to join us. You see, I already knew where they belonged, and I waved to the mom in case she was concerned. But you know what? No worries, because she was right behind them. As parents and other responsible adults, grandparents, aunts and uncles, caring adults, caregivers. Taking time and taking care to notice these things at the beginning of any kind of summer activity, summer adventure, can save us a lot of upset in the future. And it has the potential to really preserve a wonderful time with our kids and grandkids. In my experience, because I took note of everything, I knew when that older couple loaded up their chairs and put their fishing tackle away and drove off. I was aware of the young man and the dog that finished their walk in the park and headed home. I noticed when the kids with the kite came back towards the other people in the park and away from the trees and the bushes. I noticed that they came to play where the other children were, not near the forest area. And I did all that while talking to my children and watching my grandchildren play and having a really great time on a lovely sunny afternoon. And you know what? Everybody in that park was safer because I had my eye on the whole of it, and so did my adult kids. Every single one of you who is developing yourself in this conversation, every single one of you who is committed to creating a safe environment and is using this opportunity to develop yourself, to become proficient, to become an expert at being able to screen through what's happening in your environment and see the places where you ought to have your attention, where you ought to take note, and perhaps where you ought to intervene and interrupt, every single one of you is going to be a part of the environment that makes a difference. Every single one of you can bring this level of responsibility and care for children, for environments, for the adults who interact with children, for the events, for the organizations, and for those locations, those community locations. We can bring a level of care and concern to every single area that enhances our communities and creates and maintains a safe environment. All it takes is to raise our level of awareness of what's happening around us. Raise our level of awareness of what's happening around us. Raising that awareness. Bringing a new level of attention and intention to that conversation creates a safe environment wherever we go. You know, we all know how to watch our own children. You're not listening to this because you don't have a concern for or care for your own children. But you know what? We are responsible for children in our environment. We are the ones who can make the difference for all children. So our responsibility then is to step up our efforts to pay attention to all that's happening around us. And when we bring that level of attention to all those areas around us, we make a difference. And you know what? Bringing that level of attention is easy. You know how to do it. You do it every single time you go to a party, every single time you go to a meeting, every single time you go to an event at which you are participating or simply hanging out. You do it every single time. You know how to bring that level of awareness of what's happening around you because you do it wherever you go to get it, do it when you get in your car and drive. You bring a certain level of awareness of what's happening around you that is heightened from what might be happening if you were simply sitting in your living room watching TV. So you know how to do that. I know how to do that. Each and every one of us knows how to do that. And for most of the events in our lives, we're on autopilot about it. For most of the times in our lives and the occasions in our lives, we're on autopilot. It is automatic. But when we are in an environment that is filled with children and other parents, we don't always take note of what's going on all around us. We very often only have our eyes on our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, our children that we're taking care of. We have our attention on them. You see, we, though, however, have the opportunity to have our attention on all of them. We have the opportunity to create an environment that is safe for all of them. And do you know what? That attention and that intention could save a child you'll never know, a child you'll never meet, a child whose name will never be part of your experience or life. A child who is safe because you paid attention, you took note, you operated in a way that created an environment where a predator decided, not here, not now, not with these kids. Thank you very much for being with me today. I know this was a bit of a short conversation, but you know, I think it's important for us to stop once in a while and look at how to bring this to our lives on a daily basis. And today, as I was thinking about how hot it was outside and the kids wanting to go to the splash pad, and you know, my grandchildren are now 13 and older. So not so much are we going to the park to play, but they are going to other locations and other places and other events that are a lot more risky, and I'm not there to watch. So I'm really committed that I develop and you develop a heightened, highly skilled sense of how to observe these environments so we can pass that on to them. And they are always watching out for themselves and others when they are off by themselves. You know, the older they get, the more independent they get. And we want to give them all the tools they need to actually enforce that safe environment around them, that safe space around them, such that they are never at risk of harm, even when they're out of our sight. So thanks for being with me today. Thanks for listening. And have fun at the park with your kids and your grandkids and your nieces and nephews and all the children in your neighborhood.